Hi, writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas, and it is Friday, August 23rd, 2019. It has been a rough couple of weeks work-wise. The first week since my last Friday update, I didn't get a lot done because of some fun stuff with my visiting daughter and doing some family stuff. And then a horrible tech meltdown where my laptop has died again. And that happened a day and a half before we were heading out of town with our visiting daughter for a vacation of 5 days. So my husband spent a day and a half trying to fix my laptop. He is a tech wizard. But with no luck, we took it with us and stopped by a Best Buy Geek Squad where they confirmed what my husband was assuming. And so now everything is horrible, tech-wise. I tried to put that out of my mind while on my trip because I just wanted to enjoy the moment. Our younger daughter heads back overseas on Monday, so we're down to the last hurrah. So even though my work brain is just in a frenzy, a panic, I also am trying to focus on what's most important, which is getting the stuff that has to be done, done the next few days, but also knowing that a lot of stuff can just wait until next week. Before I go any further, I do want to thank my new patrons, Cindy Argentine, Deborah Kempf Shoemaker, and Angie Goldsmith. Thanks so much for becoming a patron, making this Friday update and lots of other resources possible. I really appreciate you guys. Okay, so other stuff before we went out of town. I did finish an assessment passage and turn it in, and this was the one where they assigned me the topic, which I loved. And a few days after that, I got the invoice processing, which means it's been accepted. So I haven't been paid for it yet, but that went very smoothly, and I didn't have to do any revisions. For Clover, which is a book that's coming out before the school year begins in 2020, I gave feedback on revised sketches, and those were so fun to see. For Loons, I gave feedback, very detailed feedback, and if you're a patron, you can see videos of this whole process, including the kind of feedback I gave on the back matter. And so I sent that into the editor, and she, I don't know how many of the changes I suggested will be made, but she accepted them all graciously, and we'll see what happens. I also spent a lot of time on Winter, which is my book that comes out, oh my gosh, in like a week and a half or something, September 3rd, Snack, Snooze, Skedaddle. I spent a lot of time making a book trailer and several activity pages and bulking up its presence on my website. I'm done with the promo stuff, at least the creation of materials for it for right now. And also before that, for a poetry anthology I had been invited to submit for, I sent 3 poems on the topic that I was asked to submit on. And then while we were on the North Shore in Minnesota here, so we were on the North Shore of Lake Superior, and while we were on vacation, I did get a revision request, so that is something I will work on next week. Basically, when we were out of town, even if the laptop had not died, what I do generally is I create an auto-reply note, and I make it not personal as far as who it's sent to, but I gave it some personality. I told about where I was and what I might be doing, and I set that up in an app called Clipper on my phone so that when I receive an email that I want to reply to, just to let the sender know I got it, I send this auto reply. I'm calling it an auto reply, but I have to manually paste it into a reply. I don't set up an actual auto reply unavailable, because then if I get spam, which I get tons of, that flags it as, hey, this is a working email address. And also writing groups or other groups that I'm in, I would have to unsubscribe from the Daily Digest because it's not polite to then send them auto replies and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of do a mashup of an auto reply and a personal response. And so while I was out of town, I did get, you know, a revision request for the poetry anthology. I got a permissions request for another poem, or two poems, I guess, to use in an anthology from a blog. I got several other business things related to like NCTE speaking and doing a signing at NCTE. So all of these people, I didn't want a whole week to go by and have them think I was ignoring their email. So I sent that out, and now I need to start actually answering those emails. while I was on the North Shore, other than doing those replies to emails and sometimes adding a brief note that just says, hey, got your note, I'll be happy to do this and I'll get to work on it next week. Things like that. The other thing, I didn't really do any work on the North Shore other than that. I did do a little bit of brainstorming, and on the car ride there, I did do some work, actually. I worked on a manuscript. And one thing I did was I thought about two book ideas, one that I actually have a manuscript for, and another one that I don't, but it's an idea I've always wanted to do. And both of them are related to Lake Superior, or to Minnesota, and they're too niche for a mainstream New York publisher. However, I realized as I was thinking about Loons that, oh my goodness, now I have a real working relationship with the editor at the Minnesota Historical Society Press. They only do one or two children's books a year, so it is a teeny tiny list, but I thought I need to chat with Shannon and approach her both with the manuscript of one, you know, the one idea, and with the idea for the second one. And so one would be pure nonfiction, and the other one would be fiction, but with a very Minnesota or upper Midwest kind of setting, and it would be important. The setting would be important. So I think, you know, that would be a great market for those two. So I need to check my records when I can access them and see, number one, have I ever queried her about these ideas before? If I did, it was years and years ago. And see what I want to do next. So I'm kind of excited that maybe these two ideas, both of which I kind of given up on, that perhaps I, you know, have another market that I could check on. And other than that, today is really going to be about damage control, trying to access my most important files. My husband spent a lot of time after we got home last night recovering the majority of my documents off my semi-dead, maybe comatose, I don't know, laptop. But a lot of them that I've tried to get to this morning aren't there as well. So it's kind of a mixture of going to my Carbonite cloud backup files to download what I need, or finding them in the files that Randy was able to recover for me. And then I'm working on our, I think it's 12 years old, home desktop computer, which we use for very little except for, you know, the router and the modem are attached to it. So it is old and clunky. And I'm just trying my best between my phone and the old laptop and the backup, trying to cobble together what I need in order to sort of answer my most important emails and just figure out and prioritize where everything stands and what I need to do next. So that's my big adventure for today and for the coming week. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to my new patrons, and I hope y'all have an awesome weekend and week and get some lovely writing done. Bye.